What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Saturday morning episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt each and every morning. This podcast is being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com with the special URL OmahaSteaks.com/juice. Subscriptions available right now at OmahaSteaks.com/juice. 10% off your first order when you subscribe and free burgers for life when you do so at OmahaSteaks.com/juice. 100% satisfaction money back guarantee. Okay. Frustrating day because, well, I went 1-2 officially, but the other bets I talked about went 3-0. The Florida Alabama over hit, Florida +4 hit, Kentucky over hit. Kentucky didn't cover. The Iowa State game did cover. But we did not get the, what was the third bet yesterday? Oh, Houston under didn't hit. So frustration there. Again, if you bet everything, you went 4-2. If you bet just the official plays, you went 1-2, which is kind of frustrating, but it's a 5-2 day over the last 2 days. We're still up for the week, still have a chance to have a winning week. This is what I'm going to do. Okay. I have a ton of action in college basketball, like a stupid amount. Some of the games I'm betting are gut feel. Okay. Like, for instance, Western Kentucky is playing in the championship game in Huntsville, Alabama. Western Kentucky is coached by a man named Steve Lutz. They're playing UTEP. Okay. This game, the handicap is kind of, I don't know what I want to describe it. Simplistic. So this game is the Conference USA championship game. KenPom has it as a 3-point win for Western Kentucky. Steve Lutz being the coach of Western Kentucky. Steve Lutz coached on the Creighton basketball staff. He was the lead recruiting coach, a guy I worked really close with when I was working for Rivals, getting quotes and having interviews and with him all the time. A guy I've stayed in contact with. He went from Coach Altman. He went from Coach Greg McDermott to Matt Painter at Purdue to then Texas A&M Corpus Christi. And now he's the head coach of Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky had a really big win yesterday in the semifinal. The game wasn't close. They beat MTSU 85-54. They beat New Mexico 89-69. What am I doing? Of course I'm betting on Western Kentucky, laying 3.5. Of course. Done. 100%. Lay it. I'm going to bet South Florida today. Why am I betting South Florida? Well, I've been waiting for a while to bet South Florida, and I just hadn't come around on them because I was waiting for the right moment. They were red hot, okay? Then they lost to Tulsa in their last game. They had won, 15 straight games. Then they lost to Tulsa. They killed East Carolina 81-59 yesterday. They play UAB today. It's a 4-point win, according to KenPom. I'm laying the 3. Why? Because South Florida could be a team that makes a run in the dance out of the American. I think they win today. Good shot at winning tomorrow. Winning the American. Is that a great handicap? Nah, not really. I've just been waiting to bet South Florida. And then finally, Florida. I'm betting Florida because I think they have a shot to win the whole damn thing. I don't like their favored. I don't like it, okay? I'm betting it because I think Florida can go ahead and win the whole thing. If Florida wins today, I'm going to roll it. The winnings here, personally, I'm going to take Florida -2. If they win, I'm going to roll it over into the game tomorrow. Because if they win this game today, Florida, I think, has a really good shot of winning the whole thing. And I think it's probably going to be Auburn on the other side. And that's going to be an unbelievable basketball game. Florida whipped Auburn earlier in this year, 81-65 at home. In the only game that they played, I think Florida beats Auburn. If Auburn winds up winning on the other side, which I think they're going to, I think Florida wins the whole thing. So I'll take the 1-unit win and I'll double it down and take Florida 2 units. I'm doing this personally tomorrow for the SEC championship. I think Florida's gonna win the whole thing. I know I got people who I know who have 80-1 tickets on A&M to win the SEC. I think they lose today. So those are all personal plays. Okay. Florida -2, South Florida -3, Western Kentucky -3.5. The handicap is not great, I'm going to admit. Okay, it's more gut check, more feel, more eyeball test. The numbers don't really paint it out like these are good bets. Okay, so what am I betting officially? Well, before I give you that, let's talk quickly here about Bet365. Have you guys gone to bettingpros.com/bet365? A $5 bet after a $10 real money deposit. When you win, and you can bet any bet you want, they're going to give you $150 in bonus bets when you do so. Bet365, bettingpros.com/365 is the link to go there. You deposit $10, make a $5 bet. You win that bet, they're going to give you $150 in bonus bets at bettingpros.com/365. So what am I betting officially? Let's start with Vermont. I've been talking about Vermont forever. The Catamounts are at home. This is an 11 o'clock Eastern time start, 11 a.m., a.m., 9, you guys in the mountain time zones, okay? You guys in the central time zones, it's 10. For us out west here on the in the Pacific time zone, it's 8 a.m., 8 a.m. start time for Vermont. The number is 7.5. UMass Lowell is coached by Pat Duquette. I love Pat Duquette. I've known Pat Duquette for years when UMass Lowell went to be a D1 basketball program. The flagship station was the station I ran and did afternoon drive for in Nashua, New Hampshire, which is just across the border from Lowell, if you know where UMass Lowell is, okay? Long ties to this program. I would love to tell you that UMass Lowell is going to go up there and win, but I can't see it. UMass Lowell lost by 12 on March 2nd at Vermont. The early start time helps Vermont. UMass Lowell lost in overtime when they played them at home, 72-65. That was also a 7-point win. This is what this program does in the America East Conference. They play all year to get the one seed to host this game on national TV in the Patrick Gymnasium, which seats 3,266 people. There are basketball gyms for high school here in Las Vegas that seat more than the Patrick Gymnasium in Burlington, Vermont, but it will be standing room only at 11 a.m. because all the old people will have been up for 5 hours ready to go for their Catamounts to go and win and go to the NCAA tournament. They've won 9 straight games. That's the 5th longest win streak in college basketball. They have the 293rd largest basketball gym in D1. There are 338 basketball gyms for home court in college basketball, I believe. One of the smallest gyms you'll ever see, but all they do is win, okay? The only game they've lost so far this year at home, they lost to Colgate 77-71 back on December the 9th. That's it. Every other game they have lost has been on the road. They lost to Bradley on the road. They lost to Virginia Tech on the road. They lost to Miami, Ohio on the road. And they lost one game in conference this year. That was a 2-point loss to NJIT. New Jersey Institute of Technology. Other than that, they've whipped everybody. They just beat New Hampshire by 7, although UNH did hang around and covered in that game, by the way. The numbers have been quite high for Vermont. So it's been one of the problems when it comes to Vermont versus the number. This is a decent number. Like, this number is not excessive like you would think. You know, you go, oh, okay, wait a minute. This number's really high. I don't think I can really get behind this. This number is not excessive. So being only 7.5, it's not like it's unbettable, where other games this year for Vermont, I mean, at home against UNH, it was 16. Against Albany, 16.5. Against New Hampshire, it was 8.5. UMass Lowell was 7. They won by 12. Bryant, 8.5. They won by 17. Albany, 11. They won by 14. You know, New Hampshire was 10. They won by 16, right? So when the number is reasonable, they're covering. When it gets ridiculous, 16, 17 points, they're not covering. But this is a program that, yes, they went 5-9 ATS at home, and UMass Lowell went 10-6 ATS at home. But again, they've got one loss in conference. They're not losing the championship game, I don't believe, even though I'd love to see UMass Lowell do it. I can't see it. I'm going to lay the 7.5 officially. Vermont, -7.5, early start time in the America East, first game of the day. Vermont -7.5 for 1.1 units. Bet number two, let's go to Purdue in the Big Ten, taking on Wisconsin. KenPom has it as a 6-point win. That's what the line is. Purdue minus six. Now, they played Wisconsin last week. They beat them by 78-70 at home on Senior Day. They went to Wisconsin and they won the game 75-69. That was a 6-point win. This number is six. This number probably will rise to 6.5 or 7 is my gut on how this game is going to go. But I think Purdue, even though they went 9-6-1 on the road, Wisconsin is going to be a team that could hang around. The number is a little bit too light. Okay. It should be 7 or 8. 6 is a little bit too thin in my opinion for this. Purdue though is 1-4 ATS over their last 5 and 4-6 ATS. Excuse me, over their last 10, and Wisconsin has covered their last 4 games. The public is going to bet Wisconsin, all right? But if there's one thing you know about Purdue, they've lost to Ohio State on the road. Since then, they've come back and they've won 6 straight. They won by 5, 8, 6, 6, 8, and 28, all right? So they haven't won a game over their last 6 by less than 5 points. Haven't been close, really. The number is 6. Comfortable laying it. They beat Michigan State. They were laying 7.5. They won by 5. Wisconsin's a tough team. They play hard, but they also have been known to disappear. And Wisconsin, I don't believe, is that good of a matchup here. Wisconsin's going to have a real big problem. Effective field goal percentage. Purdue's offense is 13th in the country. Effective field goal percentage defense for Wisconsin is 268th. Purdue is the number 3 3-point shooting team in college basketball at 41%. Defensively, Wisconsin is 348th in 3-point defense. Purdue hits their threes. This is a rout, like a straight up rout. Blowout Central is potentially on deck here for them. On the other side, Wisconsin's offense is pretty good. 14th in efficiency. Purdue's defense, 21st in efficiency. 78th in effective field goal percentage for Wisconsin on offense. Purdue's defense is 49th in effective field goal percentage. 3-point percentage, Wisconsin is 100th in college basketball. 55th on defense for Purdue. In 2-point percentage, 96th for Wisconsin, 67th defensively for Purdue. Talking about a team that gets just 28% of their offense from behind the arc for Wisconsin, while Purdue gets 30%, but 48% in the interior because of the big guy in Zach Edey. Matchup nightmare. I mean, the tallest guy, yes, they have a 7-footer in Stephen Crowell for Wisconsin, but I think Edey goes to work here. I'm going to lay the 6. Purdue minus 6 for 1.1 units. All right. So 2 number one seeds, Big Ten number one seed in the semifinal, and the Vermont America East number one seed at home there, minus 7.5, minus 6. Let's talk about Oregon and what Oregon did last night. Dana Altman is an absolute wizard. Covered him for a long time. In tournaments, Dana Altman just understands how to coach his team. I can't describe it. I don't really know why he's so good in tournaments, but I watched him up close and personal for years with the Creighton Blue Jays. He's done the same thing with Oregon. He's taken Oregon to the Final Four. He just gets game planning and quick turnaround to how to keep his players fresh. Oregon beat UCLA 68-66. They weren't supposed to do that. They were 11.5-point dogs to Arizona. They won the game outright, 67-59. Amazing. They are trying to get themselves to the NCAA tournaments, okay? It would be amazing for them to win this bid. Arizona's in. To see Oregon get in would be awesome at 22-11. They don't have any really big marquee victories on their resume. Most of their wins are all in conference to shake a stick at. I mean, their best win non-conference is against Michigan, who was 128th on KenPom. That's not good. 85th is UCLA. 43rd is Washington State. Those are conference wins. Those aren't non-conference wins. So the resume is very thin for the Oregon Ducks. They need to win this conference tournament. They get past Colorado, they may have a shot to do it. It's a 4-point loss, according to KenPom. Now, when these teams played this year, they lost to Colorado at home 79-75, and they lost to Colorado on the road 86-70. They got blown out by 16 on the road, and then at home, they lost by 4. What happens here? Colorado yesterday outlasted Washington State 58-52. Okay, ugly game, not a very pretty game, but they won the game 58-52. They beat Utah in their first game 72-58. The numbers are pretty interesting when you line this up here. Colorado defensively efficiency 25th, Oregon 78th, effective field goal percentage 17th to 245th. But yesterday they played great defense against Oregon. Colorado shoots the three. Okay. They're fourth in 3-point percentage defensively. Oregon is 231st. There's your game. If the Buffaloes bury threes, Oregon's going to have a problem. They don't score a ton. Offensively efficiency, they're 57th. Effective field goal percentage, they're 108th. 3-point percentage, they're 168th. 2-point percentage, they're 95th. Okay. They're a team that scores a lot of baskets at the rim. 52% of their offense comes inside the arc, just 29.8% from behind the 3-point line. But it comes down to the defense for Oregon to get out on the shooters, and Oregon needs to see misses from Colorado. If that happens, Ducks can win. I'll take the points. Oregon is going to be tested in this game out of the gate. A lot of people like Colorado. People bet this team to win the Pac-12 tournament, thinking that, you know, if somebody upsets Arizona, which is what happened, that they could be 100% live to win this tournament. We'll see how it all plays out, but I think Oregon's going to be in the game. +5. What number did I get? +5 Oregon, right? Yeah, +5. I wrote down 6 for some reason. I didn't get 6. I got 5 on that for Oregon. Let me double check on the number that I bet here on this. And yes, I got 5. Okay, so +5. Oregon +5 up against Colorado in the Pac-12 semifinal. Oregon +5. And then finally, we're going to the Big 12 semifinal, or is it the Big 12 final, right? Yeah, Big 12 final between Iowa State and Houston. So Iowa State, according to KenPom, it's a 6-point loss. Okay. The number's 5 for Iowa State. Can't wait to watch this game. With how well Iowa State's been playing and what they just did, Iowa State is 100% live to win this game. Okay. They're catching 5. Can they win? Yes. KenPom says it's a 6-point win for Houston. This team played back on the road at Houston. They lost 73-65. When Houston played in Ames, it was a 57-53 win for Iowa State. Rubber match in Kansas City. Hilton South will make itself known. I actually think they win the game outright. I think this is going to be an awesome game. I think Iowa State is really interesting. I'm not going to make it official, but I bought a 30-1 ticket on Iowa State before the game yesterday on them to win it all. I felt shaky about the Creighton Blue Jays and I wanted another 30-1. So I took Iowa State and TJ Otzelberger. I'm as close to TJ as I am Coach McDermott with Creighton. So I really am pulling for TJ Otzelberger in Iowa State. I think it would be tremendous to see Coach take them to a Final Four or win a national championship. It's all about the offense. Them scoring 76 points against K-State and 76 points against Baylor, really impressive. Houston, I mean, they're playing typical Houston defense, right? But they're playing a lot of minutes. Their bench may come into play here. They may be tired. 3 games in 3 days for Houston. They beat TCU 60-54. They beat Texas Tech 82-59. But those games were close at halftime. Houston really pushed it out in the second half. Look, I think this is going to be an absolute war. The total in this game is super, super low. I understand why it's so low because it's the way these teams have played. 122 total, though, is absolutely amazing. The game goes under. The dog is live. Iowa State +5 for 1.1 units. All right, 4 plays officially. I'm not going anywhere near the NBA. This is a monster college basketball day, okay? Vermont -7.5, Purdue -6, Oregon +5, Iowa State +5. 4 bets, all 1.1 units, all official. If you want the other stuff I'm betting, again, gut feel plays, not great handicap, didn't dive deep into the numbers, just eyeball testing it. Florida -2, South Florida -3, Western Kentucky minus 3.5 if you want some extra stuff on there. But I am not nearly as adamant about the four bets I gave you officially. Vermont minus 7.5, Purdue minus 6, Oregon plus 5, Iowa State plus 5. Riding officially with those four plays for a Saturday. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt every morning. It is the DLG's podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.